My name is Kim Transier. I'm also a lay leader. And our opening, Julian will now light our chalice, the symbol of our shared faith, as we read together this responsive reading, A Prayer for the World by Rabbi Harold Kushner. I will read the not underlined ones and... Let the rain come and wash away the ancient grudges, the bitter hatreds held and nurtured over generations.
Let the rain wash away the memory of the earth, and let the sun come out and fill the sky with rainbows.
Let the warmth of the sun heal us wherever we are broken. Let it turn away the fog so that we can see each other clearly. Let the warmth and brightness of the sun melt our selfishness so that we can share the joys and feel the sorrows of our neighbors.
And let the light of the sun be so strong that we will see all people as our neighbors.
Let the earth, nourished by the rain, bring forth flowers to surround us with beauty.
And let the mountains teach our hearts to reach outward to heaven.
Amen. At the end of today's service, we're doing a ritual that we call burning the old year and lighting up the new. As far as I know, Woof made this up. But we've done it enough that we call it a tradition now. And I want to say a little bit about it now so that you have time to think about it before it happens. It consists of two actions. One is, on your way in, you got a little slip of paper and maybe a pencil, and anytime during the service, whenever you think of it, write down on that slip of paper something that you are ready to say goodbye to, something that you are ready to let go of. It doesn't necessarily have to be something about 2023. It can be. Then, when the time comes, you will come up here and burn it, and it will be gone in a flash. That's why they call it flash paper. And now...
So this is the time in our service when we invite our children to come forward. Any children who are in the sanctuary this morning and would like to, please come up to the front row and take a seat. This is our special time before you head out for your classes. Aha. There we are. There we are. Ah, good morning. Good morning, Bruce. And I don't know your name. Can you tell me your name? Say it again. Rowan, thank you. And Ursa and L'Oreal. Norn. So glad to have you with us this morning. So how old are you? L'Oreal, how old are you? Three.
Four.
Oh. How about you, Ursa? Six. And you? Three? Did you say three? Four? Six also. 2 6-year-olds. And Bruce is two. Yeah. And Lauren? Nine. Wow. What an assortment of beautiful children. Oh, and there's another. And what is your name?
Juniper,
I remember you now, Juniper. That is such a lovely name. How old are you?
Eight.
Look at that. We have a whole range of kids. And I see Irene over there. And Irene is like 1 1/2. Ah. Ah. So this is not your first New Year. We're about to have a New Year celebration. And this is not your first one, is it? Because you've been here for 6 years and 4 years and 2 years and all that. So you know about New Year's. Now, did you see what's on the screen up here? This, you see this baby? Do you think you were ever a baby that small? Yes. Oh, all right. Do you remember when you were that small? Maybe your dad was holding you like that. Yeah. Maybe that's a picture of you. So what we know is that this is a tiny baby, and tiny babies grow into... Yes, and they grow into beautiful children, and beautiful children grow into beautiful grown-ups. And some of us like to talk a lot, and some of us like to talk not at all. But that's just because we're all different. Now, I'm gonna just say this. Do you remember this month, this last few weeks, we were giving special attention to another baby? Do you remember who that baby was? That baby had a name, and it was all about Christmas. Aha. Uh-huh. Jesus. It was baby Jesus. And the baby Jesus that we saw a lot in the last month, because it was Christmas and Jesus' birthday, we noticed that... All right. And we had a special birthday for Jesus, and we noticed that there was a special light about him. And that special light shone out all over the world. But guess what? You all have a special light too. Each and every one of you has that same special light. Now, Jesus, you may not know this, but he grew up to be a very famous and very awesome teacher. He had lots of followers. Even without Facebook or TikTok, he had lots of followers. And he was a beautiful baby just like you. Now, sometimes it's easy to think that Jesus has a special light, but you must not forget that you do too. Every one of you. And there are lots of ways to shine your light out in the world. So what I'm going to do now, because we're going to get ready to send you off to your classes, and we're going to sing you out with a song called This Little Light of Mine. And here is one of the ways that you can shine your light in the world. See these little guys? They are your light, and they reflect the light around you. So, Lauren, this is for you, and for Juniper, and for Bruce. Her. And Ursa, and L'Oreal. All right. So, can you say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. If we'll stand and form arches over the aisles, we can sing these beautiful children out to their classes.
Around the world, I'm gonna let it shine.
From you I receive, to you I give. Together we share, and from this we live. Those are the words of a hymn, but they're also a summary to me of how WOOF functions. And that flowing of giving and receiving that goes on here all the time. Sometimes it's messy, but we get to practice it over and over. And I am grateful for the opportunity to practice giving and receiving. I'd like to invite you. Oh, okay. Like I said, sometimes the flowing is messy. One thing I'm grateful for is Betsy, who can realize that the key a song is in the book is too high, and she'll just fix it. Not every piano player can do that. Anyway, I want to invite you to take a few seconds now to contemplate something that you are grateful for. If you feel like speaking it, feel free to shout out a word. If not, you can be quiet about it. That can be like, the next thing that's going to happen is we are going to sing that song. All right. Hosts, please come and collect the offering. We will gratefully give and receive our offering. And while we do that, we're going to sing From You I Receive, To You I Give, which is number 402 in your gray hymnal.
To you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live.
Thank you very much for your gifts.
Good morning. I'm Christine Leffler, and I have a poem for you, The Place Between Light and Dark. The trapeze swings out, and you have to let go. In between can be a hard place, meant to teach you to trust in something more than your own mind. When your hands slip from the bar, do you see the one whose wrists you can grasp flying toward you in the night? The heart yearns to soar, but you can't remember how to be free. Hanging on so tight, afraid of the ride, thrilling, risky, a little dangerous. A gift lies buried beneath it all. Unwrap yourself from all you know. Let go and rise into the air, into the deathless, exhilarating moment of surrender where everything is all right. Where love surrounds you, holds you, and a net, woven blue light as wide as your willingness to forgive, waits with infinite patience.
Thank you, Christine. began our service this morning by declaring our willingness to laugh, to cry, to dance together in the madness that is our world today. I described us as a gathering of gentle, angry people. And that is true. But it would not be fair to not also recognize us as the peaceful, loving people that we are, as we keep trying to balance that madness with the incredible beauty and kindness and generosity that happens not only here at WOOF, but all over the planet, all at the same time as the violence and the horror. Here at WOOF, we honor that juxtaposition, that holding of joys and sorrows, by taking a few minutes each Sunday morning to bring whatever is on our hearts to the very heart of our community, to place our joy or sorrow in a stone and release it into the holy water of shared community, the community of caring and compassion. If you feel moved to do so, I invite you to come forward now. And if you'd like to speak a word or two, you are welcome to do that. When all have returned to their seats, we will sing together our wish for peace, Dona Nobis Pacem.
Dona Nobis Pacem, Pacem. Dona Nobis 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 pacem.
Dona nobis, nobis pacem. Dona nobis pacem.
Dona nobis pacem. Pacem, dona nobis pacem, dona nobis pacem, dona nobis pacem, pacem, dona nobis pacem.
Let's spend just a few minutes more now, just a few moments in the quiet space that we've created together. Take a little time to contemplate, to reflect, perhaps to pray or meditate. Dane Anthony invites us, in his words, to be right here. Stop moving. Stand in one place. This place. Breathe slowly. In.
then out. Repeat. Repeat again. Let your shoulders sink and relax. Unclench your jaw. Slowly close your eyes. Listen for your heartbeat. Now, really listen. Feel it pulse in your fingertips. Lessen expectations. Underdo all your efforts. Requisition time for your soul. Time for your soul to catch up. Lean into the wind. Feel it like a tree. And test the ground. Learn to trust the resilience. It would be treason to move quickly, left or right, from this place. It is all right to be exactly what you are, who you are, where you are, right here, right now.
The Old Year by Naomi Shihab Nye. Letters swallow themselves in seconds. Notes, friends tied to the doorknob. Transparent scarlet paper sizzle like moth wings, marry the air. So much of any year is flammable. Lists of vegetables, partial poems, orange swirling flame of days. So little is stone. Where there was something and suddenly isn't, an absence shouts, celebrates, leaves a space. I begin again with the smallest numbers. Quick dance, shuffle of losses and leaves. Only the things I didn't do crackle after the blazing dies.
Now the time has come. That little slip of paper that you have, keep that with you. I'm going to ask you to line up in the aisle here as you would for joys and sorrows. And some of you go to this table, some of you go to this table, whichever one speaks to you, whichever one is less crowded. The idea is that you bring your slip of paper, take it in the tongs. It will burn fiercely for about 1 second. You'll be startled. But it will be completely consumed. There will be no smoke and no ash and no sound. Just flame and then gone. Put the tongs down. Now hold in your mind that thing you want to welcome. Light the candle. I guess we want to light this candle, don't we? Light your little candle from this tall one and plant it in the sand and leave room for your neighbors to be able to also plant their candles without having to set their sleeve on fire reaching over yours. All right, let's try this thing.
And now, our time together this morning comes to a close. We will extinguish the flame of our chalice, the final flame of 2023. And you saw what happened to those little flames that you wanted to let go of.
for the candles lighted for 2024 will burn bright. As we go forward into the new year, singing for our lives.